This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
So here's a struggle I'm having now. You know that I had the sex talk with Aiden early.
Yes.
I figured he was very aware.
Yeah.
At a younger age. And I wanted to make sure I got ahead of it. As awkward as it was, you know, I went through all sorts of stuff from sending dick pics to all sorts of different things, right?
Yeah.
Stuff you can't do and all that stuff and why you should wait and...
Yes.
You know, yeah. The responsible dad stuff, I figured. But now Zane's 13.
And so you have now, to have that talk again.
Yeah.
You feel like you don't have to worry about Zane as much?
I do. Yeah. No, just not because he's not, like, he's still our baby, right, in a weird way. Like, he was,
yeah.
Not that he's incredibly bright, but he's...
Not as big of a horn dog?
I guess he's not right. As much of a player as
yeah,
Aiden was Aiden born was a player.
Yeah, he was a player.
Aiden, yeah. Like, grabbed waitresses when he was in his high chair.
Yeah.
Right? Like, so he's worried me from the beginning.
Yeah.
Right.
Whereas Zane, not so much.
So you can probably wait on Zane or...
Yeah, like, I don't
watching
have...
watching Netflix and he see like, I'm yeah. sure he knows...
Right. You
know, yeah.
Yeah.
More than I could ever say to him, but...
Does he show interest like in girls right
oh,
now?
Sure.
Is he talking about girls?
A little bit. Yeah. Not the way Aiden was.
Exactly. So, yeah,
Aiden wanted to lock ladies down already by 15, you know. But, yeah, he's gone from, ooh, they're gross, to, no, they're kind of
okay.
Cool.
Yeah.
They're kind of cool.
They're kind of cool.
Yeah, but I still don't know what, you know. I guess I should do it soon.
There's tons of under blanket time happening in my place. Oh, tons of under blanket time.
No.
So
Chuck's house of blankets.
At the same time, I'm not really worried about it. I'm not really worried about it. I'm not. I mean,
no,
it's like there's no chance anything's going to happen there.
Yeah.
Just.
I don't know. My dad didn't really talk to me about it. He wasn't worried about me banging or anything at the time, but.
It's kind of,
I learned everything I needed to know from HBO and things.
Right.
I was
you just
already
pick up pieces here and there, you know, along the way.
So think of what we were exposed to, but now think of what they're exposed to.
Oh, so much more.
Right?
Oh,
my God. Much
crazy.
More. They probably know more than I could ever tell them.
I hear them playing video games when they don't think anyone's around. And the stuff that that whole group of dudes says back and forth to each other. There's no question. Everyone is on board. Everybody knows everything. Everybody knows all of the dirtiest things you could ever do. All you have to do is just walk into a room one day and say an inappropriate word you think they don't know.
See how they start
and
to snicker.
See how they almost start dying laughing.
Oh man, I was playing the rusty trombone this morning.
Yeah, and then see what happens. And then you know where you're at. But yeah, I don't think my kid has any prospects, so that's fine.
That is the awkwardness of it all, though, apparently is the reason that so many people avoid the sex talk. 46% of women say their parents never had the sex talk with them at all.
Yeah.
I can't imagine that Amber's parents ever did.
No, 100% guarantee they never
strict
did.
Yeah. Indian parents, no. I can guarantee that they never
had. So do you think that they just assumed Amber wasn't out there just... plowing everybody?
Well, she wasn't.
Well,
First of all,
I don't know. I have no idea.
No, she wasn't.
I don't know anything about Amber about that.
Right.
I'm just saying. Just said they would never do it. Like, it's just in your mind, you're like, you would never, ever do that. So I don't even have to mention it.
They just assume.
Right.
And they were wrong, but they just assume one, they wait to marriage.
Right.
And two, they're not even allowed to date, you guys.
Mm,
right.
Yeah.
Like, dating is forbidden in the culture, traditionally.
So, yeah, that's how you know. If they're not allowed to date, you know, they never had any kind of sex talk.
Yeah, why have the sex talk? They're not allowed to date. They won't have any opportunity
to
have
sex. That solves that.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. When we find your husband, we will present him to you, and then you do what you like to make children.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But they brought them to North America and realized things are different.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But, you know, then white guy came along and screwed everything up.
Yeah.
The white devil approached.
True.
And stole her virginity.
Well, oh, I did not.
She was a virgin, huh?
She was a virgin?
No.
She was a virgin, huh?
No.
A big reveal. Oh,
she was not. I shouldn't even say that either, but wow, I don't know what's worse.
At the age you got together, I think it's okay if she was not a virgin.
Yeah, no, I think it'd be. Well, thank God she's not up. I'd be dead right now.
Oh, man, huh?
Anyway, back to the survey here. Yes, so 46% of women. Nope. 46% of women say their parents never had the sex talk with them. But for the 54% who did have the talk, what were the most common things that were discussed? Number one, what is sex?
What is sex?
Honestly, who asked that? Asked that question?
What is sex?
What is sex, Dad? I can't imagine anyone ever. Maybe if they were like a toddler.
I was going to say, I don't know how.
7 years old.
There's got to be an age when you're not really sure what it is.
Yeah.
But it gets younger and younger every single time, every single year. So,
yeah.
They have the internet, for God's sakes. You know,
it's a crazy thing.
Yeah.
I didn't have the internet right out of the gate.
No, we didn't either.
Yeah.
Pregnancy and birth are next. Sexual orientations are third. Birth control is fourth. Sexual anatomy next. That's a dong. That's a hoo-ha.
Yeah, that's a lot of giggle. Like you're giggling when you're in that class.
They teach that in school, right? They teach all that in school.
High school for me.
What's jumped up the list over the past couple of years? Consent. It's now one of the top things that parents talk to their kids about.
Yeah.
Which is good.
It's an important thing,
It's a step that from the 70s and before, no one cared about.
No one cared about consent.
No. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it never, honestly, I'm sure it came up in some sex talks, but probably wasn't really a top of mind thing of, I got to make sure I tell them about this.
Yeah, I do. Because I think some kids were getting themselves in trouble by getting drunk at a party and then like doing something without a girl's like verbal permission. And then so as a parent, you got to be like, dude,
she's really drunk.
Yeah. If she's real drunk, you got to just get out of there.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, it's definitely something you should go over with your kid. I guess for me, it wasn't on my radar because I've never been that guy, right? I'm not the kind of guy that would take advantage of a woman.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know? Mm-hmm. Without consent. So it wasn't top of mind. STDs come.
That's really
come
important.
Right up next. Mm-hmm. That was higher on my list. I was like, you better watch yourself for all the dirty people out there.
Yeah.
You don't want to get anyone pregnant, first of all, but you also don't want to get anything.
Yep. Yeah.
And the most common age in the survey for the talk was 12.
12.
I think it has to be younger these days because they're exposed to so much so early.
Yeah.
I think that's around the age I got the talk. But I got in trouble for having a dirty magazine in fourth grade.
That's different.
So.
Yeah, that's different.
That's
my dad had to step up the sex talk schedule. Yeah, man. I was the coolest guy at school. One day, Lisa. My one day in popularity, everybody knew my name.
Yeah.
Where did you get that?
Stole it from my uncle.
Oh.
Found it in his bedroom when I was snooping around my grandma's house. I was like, ooh, what's my this?
And then you brought it to school to share with
your friends. A magazine, a naked lady? Oh, my God. Look at all these boobies.
Yeah.
How old was Lil James?
Fourth grade. So whatever age that was. Yeah. Probably 12 or 13.
Wow. I think younger than.
Oh, it's younger.
That's younger. That's okay. Like 10.
Zane's 13 and he is in 8th grade.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That was really young. Oh, my God.
Yes.
I just blew my own mind.
Yeah, they were really worried.
It was a hot magazine, though.
Yeah.
I wish I could find that issue. I'd probably have some nostalgia.
11-year-old James.
The Lovely Ladies of Russia was one of the
centerfold.
Wow.
Gorgeous.
Yeah.
Gorgeous.
Russian beauties.
Asvidanya.
What's crazy, you don't forget.
No, I don't.
Because I don't forget my first.
Dude, I remember almost details. I could probably tell you what some of the comics that were in that Playboy magazine were.
I think I know the girl's name.
Did your teacher find it, James?
What happened was I was reckless and I let one of my buddies use it during silent reading. So he put like some other journal on the outside of it. And another teacher came in to talk to our teacher, and she just happened to glance and see a naked woman's body on the magazine.
He blew it.
So then he got yanked out of the classroom, taken down to the principal's office.
It was James.
Exactly.
He gave it to me.
He snitched.
Yeah.
Snitches get stitches, bitch.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would never have done this if it wasn't for James Campbell.
Yeah, he got no trouble whatsoever. But me, I got grounded, and I had to have the awkward sex talk with my dad with the magazine open.
Oh, no.
Any questions about anything that you see in this magazine? Oh. And I'm like, I get it. Boobs, vagina. I understand. I don't know why there's all that hair down there, but, you know, it's...
That's what really puzzled me, too. Honestly, I got to say, the hair down there puzzled me when I first saw Girly Mag. I was like, what? I expected just to see lovely lady bits, right? But they were hidden because it was so old school.
Yeah.
They were hidden behind the hair. And I'm like, well, where's the good stuff?
The first magazine I saw was not one of the major players.
Yeah.
It was like one of the dirtiest ones you could get.
He's a hustler boy.
Well, it was like they were banging in it.
Oh, wow.
So that whatever it was... It was more extreme. Like there was, I was like,
I'm seeing all the inside parts.
So I wonder if this set you guys up to be the way you are, because I'm a little more innocent and naive, and my first magazine was just all Bush and Hitler.
But you banged someone when you were 13, so I don't know how that translates.
Because I remember seeing like Playboy style nudity when I was a little kid.
Yeah,
and then I was like, oh, you know, I'm like, what is behind all that hair? Really like to get a gander at it. And then somebody found a bunch of really, really dirty, dirty magazines.
Yeah. All our walkie-talkies went off at one time.
It's like the Goonies.
And we had to go over to Jeremy's house and meet in the tree fort.
We got a code blue, guys. Code blue. Yeah. Meet at the tree fort.
Yep.
People are texting us about their sex talks, either the ones they had with their kids or the ones their parents had with them. This guy said he had to mention RJ's when he did his sex talk.
Well, you got a thought on that.
I think you have
no
to.
No way.
Don't lick an ass.
No, God.
That's not my business. That's not my business. I'm not going to my kids' back doors. I'm not talking about that.
Could you imagine your kids? Their eyes would be huge. Be like, what?
Listen, do you want to stick with them or not?
I'm sure Aiden knows, honestly. As crazy as that sounds, I'm sure at 16, Aiden knows.
Oh, right? 16 and at this time.
I guarantee, so Roland's 13, I could go into the room and I could be like, man, someone wrote RJ all over my workbook today. I don't know why. Like, who's RJ? And I could just, I bet his eyes almost pop right out of his head.
Can't resist laughing and snicker a little bit.
He'd be like,
trying to hold him back.
Like, what does RJ stand for? What the hell does RJ stand for? Rowan?
Roger Jones?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Rick James?
What are you laughing at?
Crazy.
Why are you smiling? That.
Wow.
No, honestly, it is. But to have that talk with your kids?
That's a wild thing.
No.
You've got an open relationship.
Yeah.
Like, you've got a very bold...
Listen, if you're going to have the talk, you might as well give him a talk that's going to last their whole life.
Yeah, so be the hip dad and use terms like tongue punch the fart box and things like that.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
No, do not. Do not take James's advice.
Be careful if you go to tongue punch that fart box.
Oh, exactly.
All right, let's move on here. DJ's with us in Tampa. Hi, DJ. Good morning.
Good morning.
Talking about the sex talk.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Hey.
Hey.
So, yeah.
Okay, oh, RJ, boy. DJ, whatever your name is.
RJ.
It's DJ.
Oh, it's DJ. It's not RJ. Okay, you heard me then.
What's up?
Okay, go ahead. Speak to us.
Just had a
Well, we gave you about three chances, and that was probably too many. But thanks, DJ.
His kid's sex talk is going to be bad.
Oh, yeah, man.
That's your thing.
That's a shame. People are texting us, too. Someone said, my 9-year-old got in trouble at school for telling a kid to suck his...
Yeah. Well, he hears that. You hear that, obviously, somewhere. Yeah. You know? Like, that's usually older brother type of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, you hear that kind of thing.
Someone said, when I turned 13, my mom made me and my sister watch a movie called Kids. scared the crap right out of
oh,
us.
Oh, well, kids.
Kids is insane.
Oh, my God. What is I don't even know what that is.
That was like, it was like banned. That movie got banned.
Yeah, what is it?
NC-17 or something. You couldn't actually
Chloe
see it.
Chloe Sevigny's in it, right?
Yeah.
Oh, if she's in it, then
but it's like
wild.
Kids doing bad stuff, and one of the kids, I believe, is HIV, and I don't think they know about it, and they just spread it around each other because they're all banging each other. And
yeah.
It's a really dark movie.
Yeah. It's like Requiem for a Dream, but just kids.
Yeah, the person that made, I remember it at the time, there was a lot of talk about it that it was like, it was almost impossible to go see. And just that it was, it dealt with a lot of, it dealt with a lot of like sexual stuff. And I don't think I ever really saw it.
I saw it.
I saw it once, but like once I was like out of high school, was on TV on like the IFC channel or something, and I was like, oh, so this is that movie everybody was talking about, and I was like, oh my God, why would anybody watch this?
Was that from 95 or something?
It was really
it's a bummer.
I didn't watch it.
It's a bummer of a movie.
Okay, I'm gonna
just graduating
making your
high
kids
school.
Watch that when they're in their impressionable years, probably not.
That's a crazy thing. Put a movie in.
Someone said their first mag was their grandfather's mag from about the 1960s. Black and white with all the bush.
Oh, yeah. God.
Someone else said the hair was puzzling to them because they hadn't grown any yet.
Yeah.
That's where I was at. I'm like, what is that? Why does she have that? Is she a werewoman?
Yeah, what's going on down there?
There was not a stitch of hair in the book I saw. Not a stitch. They were showing all the parts.
There was hair, but they were showing everything too.
No.
I saw.
Oh yeah.
But it was like there were just people doing stuff.
Yep. That's what I saw.
But it was they found like a box of porn that somebody with somebody's dirty stash.
Oh my God, imagine this. So you're 13 years old. This guy says I was 13. I'm on a ski trip with school in Canada. I go into a store and just try and buy a porno mag. They sold it to me.
That's hilarious. Wow.
Cheer of death. Just some Twizzlers and this. Go ahead and bring this in.
Wow, she's going in. Okay.
Yeah.
Like Chuck's, it was basically still shots of a porno.
Yep.
I could not believe that Canadian store sold it to me at 13 years old.
Yep.
That's crazy. There were some stores, though, I remember as a kid. There was a couple of the real, like, shady places. There was one run, like, with a couple of Asian guys, and you could buy anything there. Like,
yes.
They'd sell you cigarettes. They'd sell you could do anything you wanted. You knew you could get. I used to go buy my dad smokes when I was way too young.
Yeah.
Because they knew that store would sell them. Someone said, guy I knew fooled around with a drunk 21-year-old girl who did say yes, but then she changed her mind the next day to say no.
Well, yeah.
She was 21.
Yeah.
That happens.
She did that.
He spent 7 years in Jackson State Prison.
Yeah, that happens.
Oh, my God. I didn't even know this existed. Someone said, first dirty mag I found was a Hustler scratch and sniff issue.
Oh.
What?
I don't like the sounds of that.
Mm-mm.
I bet you would have.
Hustler did scratch and sniff.
Back in the day.
Yeah. Yep. I love to scratch and sniff.
I really like the smells.
I'm sure you were smelling like
perfumes
and plums
and
certain things. Like you're not.
They
smelling.
Weren't putting like a trout smell. You didn't scratch.
It smells like fish and onions.
Yeah, I mean, no.
Okay.
Do any of that.
Let's look it up here. Have you guys ever heard of that?
No.
Scratch and sniff issue? No.
Hustler had a scratch and sniff centerfold in 1977.
Yeah, no. I was two, so.
But they don't say what it smelled like. Everyone's asking what it smelled like, but no one is.
I think, like you said, I mean, I don't even.
Oh my God,
I remember.
There's a picture of it.
Yeah, I remember. Whoa. Scratch and sniff stickers weren't even really very good, even in the 80s. Most of them smelled like garbage.
It didn't last very long either.
Yeah. So I'm guessing in 77 it wasn't. They probably had two flavors you could smell. You know.
It's super.
Eventually
disturbing.
It got to like, oh, you're going to smell a pizza and root beer. And
yeah. It's crazy. Somebody cooked that idea up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just a perv.
Yeah.
What if we can smell it?
Then you scratch it.
That's God, that's crazy.
Yeah. Smell of sex. I know how to get it to sell.
That is creepy on a whole different level.
Oh,
scratch
yeah,
and sniff
yeah.
girly magazines. Oh, wow. That's yeah. That blows my mind. Someone said when I was 10, a girl I went to school with brought a dirty book to class, but this one was about bestiality. It scared the crap
Jesus
out of me.
Jesus Christ.
God,
where
mess
the
you
hell
up.
Did they get
that's
that?
A crazy 10-year-old girl.
Yeah,
that's.
Go see
I bet
someone.
You she's been up to no good since then.
Well,
she is just maybe she's if she's still with us, she's behind bars or who knows.
It's a hell of a thing to find.
Yeah, a lady like that. Come on now. Someone said I was born in 94, so when we were young, I had a bunch of friends over and was showing them a bad website, and I had dial-up. And I remember an adult was about to walk in on us, and the picture was slowly rendering while we were panicking and had to abort. Remember how long it used to take
yep.
for a picture to appear?
Yep.
Line by line.
Line
so
by
slowly.
Line.
Took forever.
I'd
kids
print
today,
those suckers
so
off,
easy.
Too. I printed a million of those off.
That's right. I can't believe you printed porn.
I knew what I wanted.
And you wanted to never
and
forget.
And I didn't want
did
to
have
to risk
folder?
It.
Did you have like a
I
system?
Had a, I had like a little, like a cache that was under my mattress and was discovered eventually.
Oh, they found it.
And thrown away.
Damn.
Really sad. It would have been a historic look. Like a, kind of like a,
copy
one of those
of
things. What are those things you bury in the ground? A porno time capsule.
Time capsule.
Yeah.
Time capsule.
I'd love to open up.
Oh, my God.
Porn time
oh
capsule.
My, no, it would
be
God.
A hell of a thing. I'll tell
I'm
you
sure
that.
It would be.
I'm still into some of the same stuff.
Classics. Yeah. The classic.
Yeah, really the classic impression. Moves.
Someone yeah. said, female here, never had porno mags, but I would always go look at my dad's car magazines that had the girls in tiny bikinis. Oh, well, a lesbian lady. Good for you.
Oh.
He was into the ladies in tiny bikinis. Someone else said, found a piece of porn blowing around in an alley. Couldn't. Oh, my goodness.
What's that?
Couldn't. I'm trying to figure out how to say this. Something was coming out of a man's.
Ah, what is that?
Was,
what
yes,
is that?
Confused them.
Yeah.
It was just blown around in the wind like an American Beauty?
Yeah.
Like that bag.
Yeah,
American
yeah,
Beauty.
Yeah.
quite beautiful.
What is that?
Very artistic.
Is yeah.
Why is this
art all around us?
But see, that was the one that we found. It was like that type of scenario where
like
it was like
shots?
It was like a someone found it like rolling in the wind like a tumbleweed. Oh. You know, and then and that was the first. And then we found a box. A guy threw a box out.
Dude, that's like a jackpot.
It, right.
I
it
found
was
a box at the recycling center. Me and my buddy rode our bikes up, then rode a mile up to the recycling center and started shoving dirty magazines into our coats.
Oh, man.
And then had to ride our bikes back to the fort out in the fields that we had built and stashed them. Then all the older kids came and stole them.
Yeah.
The box that we found was in an abandoned house.
Well, that's just other.
That's
that
a,
was just like
those guys to supply or something.
Well, that or it was just like another group of kids that used to hang out there too, kind of like passing it down like the Goonies or something.
Yeah, it's weird like that.
You know,
there's like a box of porn that just goes around.
This person said, Uncle was deployed to Germany in the 70s, brought back the dirtiest magazine I've ever seen.
Well, can you imagine a German
yeah.
porn?
Jeez.
German porno magazine.
About to see something really crazy.
Like, I guarantee they were all in leather and crazy stuff. Like,
they're
just
nuts.
They're nuts. They're out of their
We've
mind.
Removed the butthole area from our patch.
Yeah. I bet there was whips up people. Like, I mean, it's German porn.
Mm.
It's German porn.
Someone said that they found that scratch and sniff hustler in their attic in 85, but the smells had
I'm
worn
sure
off.
It's gone, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Clears off after like
long.
A couple days.
Mm-hmm.
So, decade later,
it's yeah. crazy. So he found it, and he was like,
"Yeah, the work
disappointing. It's not there. Like he scratched it.
Yeah, you do.
Like
yeah.
you tried to make it work. That's too bad."
12 years old. Someone said my parents went to Vegas. Dad came home and tossed me one of those cards they hand out on the strip.
Oh, God.
He said, "You'll thank me later."
Jesus.
That's a bold move. I would never do that. I'd never give my kids any dirty stuff. I mean, if they're going to find it, they're going to find it. What am I going to do about it? But I'm not going to hand it to them.
Yeah.
Someone said, I found the Drew Barrymore Playboy, and I'm still in love with her to this day. I'm probably making an impression,
when
right?
She was on, I think when she was on the cover or something.
Yeah, did she get nude?
I think you could see her, maybe a little bit of her boobs, but I feel like all those celebrity issues, they're just like, they're nearly nude. You don't actually see any boobs. I feel like everyone that I had found or come into contact with was always disappointing.
Yeah. But she didn't mind showing her boobs because she showed them to Letterman that one
night.
Yeah,
I feel like I've seen them.
Yeah, I think she's been nude before.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, she showed her boobs. For sure. There she is.
Yeah, it's,
Drew Barrymore.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. There's another one.
Yep.
Yeah, she freed him up. So that guy, still in love with her to this day. Brando's with us on the Dave and Chuck lines. Good morning, Brando.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man. What's your comment?
All right. So when I was a kid, I found my mom's porn stash. We were grade 7.
Yeah.
Me and two other friends. We go into my bedroom. We get the porno tape, you know, VCR, put it on. We start it. Ends up being gay porn. I jump back. We're shocked. I jump back. Headbutt my buddy in the face. Give him a bloody nose. He's bleeding everywhere. Trying to get the tape to stop. It's just ridiculousness.
So your mom was into gay porn?
I have no clue. Never talked to her about it. Nothing. We just took it out, put it back, and left it alone and never have talked about it again, really.
How do you know it wasn't your dad's?
Because my dad and my mom split up, and my dad raised them by myself, and I was there for the weekend.
Right.
Okay. All right. So then that's how you know. All right. Thanks. Yeah. Thanks, dude.
Well, we've heard that before, though, that some girls watch that.
Some women are into it.
About that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. Someone else texted in here and said that they found their dad's Hustler mag, and there was a woman peeing into a pool. Said, that day a future kink was born.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
See, you can see something. You can see something, and then that's it.
And then you want to explore it more?
Yeah. Whoa. Yeah. Sticks with you, you know.
Hustler had, like, golden showers in it?
I don't know.
It's weird to just do it right into the pool. You think you want to keep the pool good.
I do it every time I'm near Dave's pool. I do the same thing. You might as well call me Hustler.
It's Larry Flint.
Yeah.
Wow, Hustler was more advanced than I thought. I knew they were more advanced than Playboy and, you know, Penthouse, but I didn't realize they had.
God, the one that I saw was, like, even worse. God, I used to know the name of it.
Hmm.
It was, like, worse than...
Than Hustler?
Yeah. It was, like, one step beyond it.
What is it?
But it was, like, a big name.
A bigger name?
Still.
Hmm.
I thought it started with an S. I can't remember.
I'm looking up Hustler, lady peeing into pool. And I don't...
That's a probably didn't break it down that way, you know?
Yes.
Was it Swank, Chuck?
It might have been.
Swank.
I feel like it was a one-word thing that started with an S, so...
Someone said, 13, mowing the lawn at a company I worked for. I ran over a magazine at a bus stop with a lawnmower. There was tits and bits everywhere.
No. He's like the FBI putting that thing back together. Like taping all the little torn up pieces. It looks perfect.
He restored it like
he restored it like a
historian.
You know, like all the FBI when they got to put back a shredded piece of paper together.
Oh, wow. And this is another bold man. When my son turned 13, I bought him a fleshlight and a bottle of Astroglide and put it on his bed.
God.
A couple of days later, he passed me in the hallway and said, thanks, Dad.
Yikes.
Nope. Hope you taught him how to clean it out.
You just say yikes. Yikes.
Because that's too much. You can't do
it's
that.
Different parenting out there, you know.
I guess.
Yeah.
Not for me. Again, falling if they stumble the across that stuff, that's up to them, but I am not providing it. Swank, people are saying?
Yeah, that's what James
swank,
said.
Swank, cherry, or high society?
It was definitely swank.
And club, I guess, was real dirty.
Uh-huh.
Well, we probably had all of those in the box that we got.
Yeah.
The box was a treasure trove.
Those boxes were always mixed up with different magazines.
Yeah. It wasn't like a guy's full-on just Playboy collection. It was like every kind of magazine.
Oh, like the filthiest of the filthy. Yep. Someone said they found some stuff that a store had thrown out, and that's like a that's a find, right?
Yeah.
It's brand new. That's never been touched.
Yep.
Unused.
Voice-changing technology here. Anonymous is with us. Hey, Anonymous, good morning.
Hey, voice-changing?
Yes.
Yes, yep.
Oh, okay, so I was about 10, and I had a buddy that showed me how to put a domer on, and he did it, and he got into his stash and said, this is how you do it. And I was like, wow, it fit like a hot dog in a tube sock, basically. It didn't really fit, you know, good. And
oh,
it still,
yeah.
It still fits like that, yeah. It still fits like a hot dog in a tube sock.
Yeah, I get that.
Tragic cool. story.
I'm Love with it. You.
Right. That's a I'm weird buddy you had.
It's yeah, it's a weird times, you know?
Just hanging out with my buddy, and we tried on condoms.
I had to help him put a domer on him.
I didn't know how to do it, and Andy showed me the way. So I'm a real man now.
Stay still, Madam James.
Yes.
Stop. Okay. Jesus. Stop squirming.
Well, it tickles a little bit. It's a little weird. It's a little strange.
A little
day with your buddy.
Yeah.
He didn't seem to question that part of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, that's...
Yeah, he wasn't. He was like, it was weird.
Mm. Seemed like it was much more fun for Andy than me.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'd question anybody that wants to try on condoms with you.
Sure. That's a weird relationship you have.
It is.
Yeah.
Or you need help. Like, you need help from your buddy to do it. Because that's what he said, right?
He's helping. Only two ways for him to go on, you know?
Yeah, it's pretty easy.
Doesn't work one way. You flip it over and put it on the other way.
Right. There you go.
That's right.
Someone said you guys haven't mentioned the Playgirl magazine. Well, because that, I mean...
You never found the Playgirl. Like, we never found a Playgirl magazine.
Who throws out a Playgirl? Like, just... Like old ladies that with cigarettes would get
it's
them.
Not
and
even
gay
old.
Men,
it's
right?
not well, ladies. It's other. It's men.
It was gay men. But at the same time, I think even then it was like 1/10 the amount of porno mags. Like there was a 1 in 10 chance you found a.
They were just more careful with theirs.
Playgirl, right? You're right. They had to like hide it.
Yeah.
You couldn't just put it out in a box on the street.
They weren't blowing in the wind.
No.
One more call here. Peter's in Boston. Hey, Peter, what's your comment?
Hey, good morning. How you guys doing? Enjoy your show.
Thanks, man.
First time, thank you. I must have been around 10 years old, I think. One of me and my better friends at the time, we got his father's reel-to-reel 9mm, I think it was, camera. And we had to thread the film through the camera.
Oh, yeah.
And that was our first time. We sat there and watched that. I can't remember who the star was at the time, but she was big at the time, and that was my first introduction to that kind of stuff.
Real.
It was like
wow,
real to real.
That's cool.
I totally remember, but I've never seen a porn on real to real.
No, my dad would talk about his bachelor party that they had porn like that. And a guy brought a film projector in, and they were playing. So they were playing cards and doing all that stuff. But there was on the wall just all sorts of, and they were putting the dirtiest things you could ever.
Because that's all they had back then. You know,
yeah,
that's it.
But like the stuff they found.
Funny party.
So there must have been like almost like a. Oh, you're having a bachelor party?
You want these?
Take this.
Ah, yeah.
That's going to make everybody laugh.
It's called the Reels of Destiny.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's when you know you're at a bachelor party a long time ago when it was on Reel to Reel.
Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' on You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
Here's a question for you. Has technology ever helped you bust someone cheating?
or has technology busted you cheating? If you can chime in with a quick story, quick. The number is 1-855-954-6969.
Quick.
Toll free, 1-855-954-6969. Or text us at 46969. Because there's two stories that have made some headlines over the past little while of this happening, where technology has helped someone bust someone cheating. There is a reporter for the NFL Network and CBS Sports, Jane Slater.
Okay.
She's out of Dallas. She recently tweeted about the incredible way she caught her ex-boyfriend cheating. She said, "My ex got me a Fitbit for Christmas. I loved it. It was great. And we synced up so we could motivate each other. Didn't hate it until at 4 a.m. one day."
Oh, boy.
"His physical activity levels were spiking on the app."
Mm-mm.
Oh, my God.
That's right. She caught her ex cheating because his Fitbit was tracking him getting it on with someone else in the middle of the night. He was still wearing his Fitbit when he had sex, cheating on his girlfriend.
That's happened before.
I'm looking her up here.
Those Fitbits busting people.
Slater.
Yeah, it's just so crazy to...
That's her. She's cutie.
She's on the NFL Network on TV.
Jesus. Yeah. So, yeah, that's just like... She was just with an Uber douche.
I wonder who her ex was.
I'm sure he was a piece of work.
Yeah.
I wonder if she... If it comes up here.
It was one of the things when you started doing it, like ex...
Ex-boyfriend?
Yeah.
Mm. Is that him?
I guess.
Jeez.
I wonder if she doesn't name him for fear
she might
that,
not.
Right? For fear that it...
she could get sued or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember there was something else, like a Fitbit had busted people. Like, people sync up those apps. And, you know? If you're banging...
But that's
that
so dumb on so many levels. One, I guess maybe you forget you've synced it up with your girlfriend. Mm-hmm. Right? I get that. Mm-hmm. But then you keep it on?
Yeah.
I wear an Apple Watch, but I don't wear it when I bang.
You should.
I think maybe
why are you
going
to let that activity? You know, you want to.
I don't know. Just don't waste it. Just to be wearing a watch.
Yeah. I don't know. I'd never wear a Fitbit.
No,
but I'm not very fit.
I did for a while, and you could tell when I.
It would spike when you pleasured yourself, right?
Yes. It reads your heart rate, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, my heart's a pumping when I'm a pumping.
Fitbit actually for me it measured its motion. Which is why it looked like I would run a marathon for about...
Oh, so you're... Yeah, I don't want to do the action.
Any kind of motion, right. Like, was like a footstep, you know? Right. Like, it would... One, two... Like, a swinging of an arm.
I thought you were just like...
Yeah, like I was flying.
You took off, like, the flash.
I gotta be honest, I was real fast. Okay. I was moving.
So, for this guy, it was just his heart rate.
Must have, yeah. Right?
Like, a gut... Yeah. Like, well, what are you doing? What kind of activities are you up to? Yeah,
he must have been a real dummy, too, though, to, like, not, you know, like, he couldn't recover from that. I guess it all depends, like, where you are.
The time of day, I think, is what really...
Yeah, 4 a.m.
We're dealing with a guy that's cheating on an NFL TV reporter.
Yeah.
Who's attractive.
Yeah. Right.
So, I mean,
he's got a different life, right?
His life is just...
Yeah, he's having sex with lots of ladies.
Right.
Yeah.
He's just as super douchey as it can be.
Yeah.
Yep.
We're talking about how technology may have busted you cheating, or you were able to bust someone cheating. Someone said my buddy was cheating on his fiance. He was texting the side chick dong pics, didn't realize it was synced to his iPad. His fiance busted him while she was playing a game on his iPad.
Jeez,
in real time. So as he's texting, it's coming up on her.
What's this?
Holy smokes. Heaven's with us. You got busted cheating because of technology.
I sure did.
Well, how did that work out?
Actually, there's a location on your iPhone that is like way deep in your settings that when that first came out, I didn't know about. So when he asked, "Let me see your phone," I said, "Okay," I handed it over. There was no evidence or anything on it, except when he went deeper into the location, you could see exactly where I was at exactly what time.
Yeah. Yeah, most people really, I mean, everyone has location apps. You can turn it off, right?
Yeah.
But most people don't even realize that.
But there is some, like,
I think Snapchat busts a lot of people like that.
Well, Snapchat will show you locations.
It'll show you where somebody's at.
Yeah, it will. In real time.
But also, there was that thing that was online. You could go in and it would show you like everywhere you've been for the last year.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. Was that through Google?
I thought it was through Google.
Yeah.
But it was use your phone. So it was like you didn't even really.
No.
Yeah.
You had no idea
yes
it was
to it
doing
or whatever.
It.
You just, because you're using the Google thing or whatever it was, whatever app it was, you just signed up for it. And then you'd be like, oh, like you, man, you really drove across the state a lot.
Look at you.
Look at you go.
That's
look at
nuts.
You. You know? And it would even like show you right down to the address.
Yeah.
Talking about how technology is busting cheaters these days, someone said it got a new car, Jaguar.
Jaguar.
Jaguar. A big instrument screen in the middle connects to the phone. Displayed an incoming text, and the girlfriend was sitting right there.
Well,
that was awkward. So when I plug my phone in, like a lot of people, the Apple CarPlay or whatever, it do the same thing. You can have her read the text.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So there's certain people I won't do it if the kids are in the car. Like if you texted me, Chuck, God knows
no
what Chuck's going to say.
Right.
No way.
Yeah. You know, there could be swear words. There could be.
Yeah, you got to turn
a picture
that off.
Of a man.
Well, it doesn't display pictures, but it just reads out loud what someone has said. But even like it'll tell you like laughy face, smiley face, you know, right. it reads the emojis that are in there. Chris.
Hi, how are you?
Good. So were you busted with technology or did you bust someone using technology?
I stopped myself from getting busted with technology.
Oh, okay. So how did that play out?
Okay, so my ex got me a Fitbit to track my progress. I was walking every day 4 or 5 miles trying to, you know, get back into shape.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I met another guy along the process of this, and I had to secretly see him in the mornings. So I wouldn't get busted, we had to put my Fitbit in the dryer. And it would rotate in the dryer, and as it was rotating the dryer, it would start tracking the miles I was walking. I wasn't really walking. So when I got home at night, he would say, hey, hon, how many miles did you walk? And I'd say, oh, here's my Fitbit. You can take a look.
So you weren't walking. So you were banging.
I was banging, but I had to put the Fitbit in the dryer to prove it.
How long did you keep that up for?
Oh, God. A month and a half, 2 months.
Wow.
Yeah.
Women will come up with savvy ways.
I know, right? I wouldn't even think of putting my Fitbit in the dryer.
Mind.
Well, what I did was I put the Fitbit on the ceiling fan, remember?
Mm-hmm.
And I was just, because I was trying to set a record for the most, like, mileage, most activity ever done in a day. And I was like, well, forget this. I'm putting it on this and putting it on high.
Yeah.
And it sort of worked. Like, it didn't set any records, but it was a tremendously high amount.
Chris, how did it end up for you guys?
I ended up dumping my ex and getting with the new guy.
You
could have done that a long time ago.
Yeah.
Should have saved yourself all that dryer stuff.
Yeah.
But
whatever. You never know how stuff's going to go, I guess.
It is hard to ask cheaters to call in and not be like, why are you a scumbag?
Yeah, I know. You never know what's going on. That other guy could be a douche,
right? Yeah,
he could
be a douche.
Everyone's a douche, usually.
Yeah, everybody's a douche.
How did technology bust you cheating, or how did you use technology to cheat, I guess, like she did? Someone said a buddy of mine was caught cheating using Snapchat, like we just talked about. Mm-hmm. He forgot that his location was on, and his girlfriend saw that he was at another girl's house, so she actually drove there and waited for him to leave so she could confront him right in front of that other girl's house.
Oh, boy.
Imagine opening the door. Yeah. Hey, babe.
Thanks for the sex, Paramore. Well, put the knife down. Put the knife down.
Ah, thanks for the sex, Paramore.
Paramore.
Guy I worked with, someone said, was bragging to his buddies about getting a BJ at a massage parlor. Didn't realize his wife was seeing the text through the Apple iCloud.
GCP.
Watch that cloud.
Yep. Watch that cloud, you doolies.
It just shocks me, the stuff that like people will brag about. Like, you're bragging that you got a BJ at a massage place?
Yeah, that's not something to brag about.
You know?
Someone says, by the way, what we were talking about earlier, if you connect your Google account to your phone, it does track your locations with Google Timeline. It's a setting deep in the account. You got to go deep in there to turn that off.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually, it's funny because as long as you're up to no good, or like not up to no good, it's a very cool feature, I think. Like, you go back and you're like, man, where were all the, where did I go this year? Like, what have I done? You know, like, and you look and it's like, that's really cool. Like, I was, look, I went to that place and I traveled over there. And then, but if you're doing bad stuff,
yeah. Right.
It's a dead giveaway.
Oh, for sure.
You know?
This person said, I had an ex that would send me nude photos and weird texts that I didn't feel like they were for me. Then I came home and she'd be on the computer clicking to shut it down. She had installed AIM and Yahoo Messenger. Well, I installed a keystroke app
and
caught her texting three different guys and planning to bang one that weekend on a so-called girl trip.
This is in 1995.
It must have been, right? Yeah. AIM and Yahoo Messenger?
Jesus.
Oh my.
It seems that you are an ultra whore.
She was one of the early ultra whores.
Yeah. One of the forefront.
Using AIM and Yahoo Messenger.
My word. You can use the internet to cheat.
This not so much cheating, but someone said former employee computer history search. He signed into Google so we could see what he was watching on his home computer at work. They could see what he was looking at home because he signed in to his work account.
Well, because people will sync up all their accounts, right? Like, so you can go into Google and sync it up. So if you sign in, you know, so like YouTube can tell what you're, you know, videos that you watch, like where you left off, you can watch it at work, you can watch it, you know, gotta know what you're doing.
You do. Yeah, absolutely you do, especially if you're a cheater. Voice changing technology, let's go to this Anonymous in Boston. Hey, Anonymous, how are you?
Lisa Three-Way.
Lisa Three-Way.
Talking about how technology is busting cheaters these days, was it you that got busted?
I did.
What happened?
So I was texting this girl and, you know, got some flirtatious messages going on. And I fall asleep because I work early mornings. And my wife unlocks my phone with my face in the middle of the night. Somehow, I don't know how that
she
works.
She was like,
opened his eyes up.
Yeah. So she goes through all my messages and I get woken up at like 2 a.m., she's like, what the heck is this? What are you doing? I said, you know, that's nothing. That's, you know, that's just me being nice, you know. Don't worry about it.
Being nice.
Being a sweetie. You know me. That's why you marry me.
Yeah. You know, good morning, sweetheart. How you doing today? Oh, whatever. It's just me being nice. Well, needless to say, she went through the pics. There were some nudie pics in there, and that's the end of the story.
Yeah, exactly. So, well, watch when you're sleeping. If you're cheating, watch when you're sleeping.
It's funny she used his face.
Because, I mean, you'd have to open the person's eyes, right? Like, if I tried to do this right now.
Well, I wonder how old the phone was.
Oh, it opened on mine. I closed my eyes.
Yeah, because I never set mine up on mine.
Yeah, I have it
on mine. I don't use any of the new stuff.
I set it up. It makes things so much easier.
I just have a...
Oh, yeah. It will unlock with your eyes closed.
Yeah.
I thought that there was a way it could tell if you were dead or not.
Well, maybe my face was moving a bit. I don't know.
Whoa.
I don't know.
It's crazy to want to open when you're dead, to open your phone.
Whoa.
With your dead face.
Well, you wouldn't want it. What if I needed something that was on your phone?
That was very disturbing.
She was like, wait, you could open your phone with your dead face.
I think other people are trying to open people's phones with their dead face and like erase everything that's on there. And
it's dark.
That was dark.
It did get dark. Elena's in Boston. Hi, Elena. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Talking about how technology is busting cheaters.
So my friend, one of my coworkers. Her boyfriend or husband had gotten her a Furbo camera, like for her birthday or whatever, which is the dog cam.
Yeah,
and you can like watch your dogs from work and everything like that. So she heard her dogs barking one day, and whenever her dogs bark or whatever, she goes on and checks see what's happening, and it was her husband with another guy.
Oh,
I meant yeah. Ooh. So she
was on dogs was on barking. The
Somebody wants a bone.
Exactly. But you can talk through it too.
Oh, did she say something to him?
Yeah.
Get that out of your mouth. Drop it. Drop it. Bad boy. Bad boy. Oh, wow. Yeah,
starts throwing treats at him.
Drop it. Drop it. Drop it. Put the ball down.
The balls.
Get those balls out of your mouth.
Oh, my goodness.
What a shocker.
That is a shocker.
Yeah, but
he bought it. He's a maroon.
Yeah, he forgot all about it, right?
Oh, what can he do?
Cheetah's going to cheat. Cheetah's going to forget.
The dog's just like...
Who's that fella?
My dad's crazy.
Someone said YouTube did me this service. My ex made a hidden video on her personal YouTube of her blasting herself on camera.
On YouTube?
On YouTube. Yeah. What an odd place.
Doesn't know how that works.
She gave me her login so I could log in and watch it.
Oh.
She also used this account to post dance videos of herself, that kind of thing. Well, one day I noticed one specific account was always commenting, and the screen name was relative to something she liked. I was able to find out the email address for that account, typed it in with the same password for the other account. Bam, I was in. Took a look around. There it was. The same video, but for a different guy. When I confronted her, she came clean about cheating with a guy from her school.
Neat.
You're a cheater and you gave your guy your password?
That's
y'all dumb.
Yeah, y'all so stupid.
Again, I can't support cheating, but come on.
Y'all so
Well,
stupid.
I think a lot of times what happens is someone doesn't really want to leave the other person.
That's so selfish.
It is. You know what I mean? Like, they want to get action on the side.
They usually don't share the same videos. That's crazy.
I think in this day and age, people are sharing the same. They take, like, these look like great. This is a great photo of all my
parts.
That's
the best dog pic I've ever taken.
That's the one that gets sent to everybody.
I get worried about that. Like, if you get something, then you're like, when was that recorded? Was that for the last five guys or whatever?
I'm sure it is.
Is that one of your greatest hits?
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
You know?
Yeah.
Let's go to Jeremy next. Jeremy, how did technology bust cheaters is what we're talking about.
Yes, last year I was dating a substitute teacher, and she got into an accident with her car. And I said, fine, I got a brand new Cadillac. Take it, use it, drive around. Well, Cadillac has wonderful apps that not only track and log where your vehicle are going, but Cadillac Q saves your text messages. And come to find out, when I got my car back to go get the oil changed, you know, she was a prostitute.
Oh, damn. A substitute prostitute? Oh,
substitute and a prostitute.
And only does things with toot.
She was teaching at a Catholic girls' school while she was doing this.
Oh, wow.
She does things with toot. A substitute, a prostitute.
I am full-time tooting.
That's pretty much it.
Prostitute.
What are the toots?
That is crazy. I mean, cheating's bad enough.
Institute.
I gotta think of some more toots. Yeah. We got two that are complete opposite. Toots.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Those are complete opposite toots.
I don't know what more toots.
When I ain't being a substitute, I'm a prostitute.
It's so funny. You can legitimately find out words that end in two.
You can?
Prostitute, constitute, substitute,
constitute,
institute.
I gotta reinstitute. Reinstitute.
Yeah, there's really, those are the only
two
words it applies for.
That's all you
got. The only two toots you can do besides tooting.
Right, there's only nine of them.
I only do jobs that end in toot.
Listen.
That sucks. That's terrible.
I am destitute.
You're the two toots?
Yeah.
Two toots.
I'm a destitute, substitute, prostitute at the institute. Better reinstitute.
Yeah. She could work at the institute, but that's about it.
I can't have those words are going to be so weird to me for the next year now.
Yeah, they will.
The next year.
Yeah.
Travis. Hey, Travis.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Technology busted you cheating.
Yes, it did. I had cheated in a previous relationship, and then I posted something similar to the question you guys are asking today on Reddit, and about 3 years later, something came up on Reddit, and she had asked to have access to my profile. I gave it to her, and she went through all my previous old postings from like 3 years ago and found out that I cheated on her.
Nice.
You can't. I mean,
yeah.
Oh, no. What you doing?
If you're
shady,
talking about your cheating online, you got to just lock that all those things down.
Nobody talk about your cheating online. What are you doing?
Right.
An Instagram model, too, says she caught her boyfriend cheating because she spotted a booty selfie on his Apple Watch. He was washing his truck outside.
Booty selfie.
Technology's hilarious. Oh, that's an app. Oh, God.
When would you ever think, in the future, you'll be able to have an ass on your wrist?
Yeah, right.
You never would have thought.
I've always dreamt. I've always dreamt about it.
Yeah. Right.
Like, geez, this calculator watch is pretty sweet, but one day maybe they'll have asses on here.
Now, this girl obviously highly filtered, but like he's cheating on her, right?
Yeah, I mean,
I don't understand. But
that's
yeah,
what happens. Yeah.
That's
though.
It. Like, yeah. That chick is just hot so
people
annoying.
That date hot people. That's why you need one ugly one in the bunch.
Yeah.
Yeah, that she's dating a hot guy.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And plus, she's just a girl. I mean, she's still. Does the same type of stuff as every other girl. Like, she's bitching.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's like, do this and do that, and you gotta come do this. I mean, it's someone, even the prettiest girl that you could see, someone's sick of her.
Yeah, you're right.
That's,
we've said that many times.
Yep.
So I guess she said his Apple Watch was buzzing and buzzing and buzzing. I got curious because I saw a small square that looked like a picture.
He just throws his watch out the window. Go! Something happened there. I don't know what that was.
When I got close, I discovered it was a picture of an ass. And then she found out he'd been messaging a girlfriend of several months, side chicks, his ex. Prostitutes, like he was getting with everyone. Yeah.
He's like collecting them like Pokemon.
You gotta remember that weather chick from whatever country she's in, where she just turns and shows her butt.
Yeah.
There's like a million videos
she got
of her
cheated on, right?
That guy cheated and left her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dylan's with us in Boston. How did technology bust a cheater? Is the question. Hey, Dylan.
Hi. How are you?
Good. What's your comment?
So, I was at a bunch of my friend, one of my friends' house, right? We had a bunch of people over, and we had all taken a little ecstasy, and I had fallen asleep somehow,
Yeah.
And I woke up, I got kicked in my forehead awake by my ex, who was looking through my Facebook, saw pictures from me and my ex, so I'm sitting there. I got no idea what's going on. All my friends are laughing at me.
Yeah, they're just rolling
face. So that was, it was just a rough time.
If a girl wakes you up with a kick to the head, you've done something.
The thing
real
is,
bad.
When you're rolling a kick to the head, you might be like, that's kind of pleasant. Could you do that again?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Ecstasy makes everything
feel
good.
Better. Even a kick. well, remember, I told the story about how someone somewhere used an email of mine as their backup to their Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I got a message saying, hey, someone tried to log into your Facebook. Do you want to change the password or whatever? And I was like, oh, geez. And remember, I've got like 7 Facebooks because of stupid video games that I've played, right? So I'm like, oh, well, someone's hacking my thing. I'm going to go in. I go in and I'm like, this isn't me. What the hell is this? I'm like, I'm trying to figure out what's going on. I click on messages and it's a dude with like 9 different chicks on the go.
Oh yeah,
he's got like nine. He's
was
got
he
a. He's got a. He was just whatever. He was just like a normal college age guy,
right?
Oh, college age guys.
But like he had a girlfriend.
Yeah,
and then like 9 other chicks on the go.
That's crazy.
And at least working on them.
The
you
stress
know?
Of that is,
and it's just crazy because then I messaged him. I was like, dude. You've got my, like, I explained it to him, and then I made a post. I was like, blah, 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 blah. This is going to be gone forever. Oh. And I just killed his page.
Jesus.
But, I mean, I could have just been like.
No, his life could have been blown up.
Oh, yeah, just blow it all up.
I just killed the page.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
So a listener got a little too high off the dental drugs and sharing his story with us. We want to know from you, though. What's the worst thing that happened when you were medically high? Somehow you were medically high. Surgery, dentist office, whatever it was. It's the worst thing that happened. You can reach out to us on the Dave and Chuck lines at 1-855-954-6969. That's toll free. Again, the number 1-855-954-6969. You can text us. That's 46969. And if you need to email, it's email at daveandchuckthefreak.com. The worst thing that's happened when you were medically high. So I was kind of medically high when I went through those procedures. Mm-hmm. And thankfully, nothing
crazy.
As far as I know. Because people say that you talk. You can talk and say all sorts of stuff, right? You don't remember any of it, but they do.
Yeah.
Like this woman said that there is a hot oral surgeon in the area. And she said, coming out of wisdom teeth surgery, I started hitting on him.
Oh, no.
She said, I've heard I'm not the only one, though.
She's probably used to it.
Yeah.
If you're a hot doctor, you think you're getting hit on?
I do think you are.
A lot?
Yeah.
You had a hot female surgeon?
Oh.
It's probably not good, right?
I think that's when, like, it's kind of terrifying because you don't know what you're going to do because you're not really yourself. You know what I mean? Like, you're high.
Right.
So you don't know. And it's a different kind of high. It's not like you just smoke some weed and, you know, you're out of it.
Yeah.
Like, when Stella was out of it, she was in a dreamland. You know what I mean? She thought she was wandering through the hallways and stuff. I mean, you're out of it.
Right.
And so you can't really control what you're going to do.
It's like that David goes to the dentist or whatever that YouTube video was called from years ago. Mm. That's the first time I've ever seen anything like that. I remember when I got my wisdom teeth out, too, that the people that picked me up to take me home said I had my window pressed against the glass.
Or your face was against
the glass? Or my face pressed against the glass of the car window, just like staring at people. Because they stopped at a CVS or something to get me the drugs I needed.
Yeah.
But they left me in the car and I just was like,
freaking people out
as they...
I bet.
But I couldn't figure out why I was trapped in this little box.
So when you were in the dentist and you sucked on that lady's finger...
Yes, I wasn't high. I fell asleep.
It was just sleep. Yeah.
You know how we like we both sleep sucking is what I was doing.
Right, Andy. Yeah.
Sleep sucking. I used to, like you guys, would leave here and take a nap.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes. But when you have something to do on those rare days.
Oh, I know.
You're laying down.
I was laying down in a dentist chair. I was so tired. And it was calm. And she was just doing her little whatever. And then I realized... I don't know. I woke up and I was like, oh, there's a finger in my mouth. And it looked like I was sucking on it. And she was like, oh, and she whipped her finger out of there so fast.
Oh, my God.
Like, now that's like sexual harassment or something, right?
Yeah. You Weinsteined her or whatever.
Do not fall asleep. Because I'm like, what is that? The good thing, I didn't bite down.
No.
Yeah, bite
that's
her finger.
That's the scary thing. Somebody's sleeping, you're sticking your fingers in their mouth?
Oh, yeah. She probably didn't know Dave was out. Like, when I'm at the dentist, most times I have my eyes closed because I don't want to get the splash in my eye or any kind of weird, you know?
Yeah, I guess I feel like when I'm at the dentist, I keep my eyes open.
Oh, dude, you're like, what are you up to?
What are you doing up there?
Oh, every once in a while, I just close them.
Nitrous, please.
Yeah, more gas.
My doctor will give me, like, the goggles, like a room darkening goggles.
Oh, no, I've never had those.
I don't get that.
Yeah, if the lights
there's a TV above mine. Like on the ceiling.
Nice. Got some posters. Got some posters. And stuff.
Worst thing to happen when you were medically high. Let's start off with Cody in Boston. Hi, Cody. Good morning.
Good morning. How we doing?
We're doing pretty good. So what happened, man?
So I got hit by a drunk driver and I rolled down the highway. I got sent to the hospital. I get to the hospital. I tell them, you know, I'm in a lot of pain. I said, can I have some Tylenol, ibuprofen? They're like, oh, we don't have that. We have something else. I said, I don't care. I just want the pain away. They gave me morphine. And she tells me to reach over to my right so they could check my back. And while they were checking my back, she decided to stick her finger in my butthole to make sure whatever in there was okay. And didn't even ask for my permission on the first date.
Wow.
She didn't let you know that she was going to do a rectal exam?
Nope, nothing. Just reach over to your right. Let me check out your back. And all of a sudden, I felt the oof. And I was like, oh, boy. That is not cool.
but luckily, everything worked out all right.
Oh, yeah.
I end up taking off early that morning, going to look for my dog from that car accident. I end up finding my dog. Thank God everything was fine. But, yeah, it was a very weird situation. I wouldn't do it again.
Well, I'm sure. No. Hopefully it doesn't happen again, no. Cody. Thanks for calling in, man. You have a good day.
wouldn't do it again.
I do not recommend it.
Nope. This one.
We have something else for the pain. The finger massage.
Listen to this tale here. Mm-hmm. We're asking the worst thing that happened when you were medically high. Went under for an endoscopy and a biopsy of my upper GI tract. When I woke up, she says, I was rubbing my lady bits.
Whoa.
Oh, that's bad. That's real bad.
She says, I have no idea how long I was doing it.
Oh, no.
And just let someone go.
Doc, you want to come? Want to dig a...
No, doctor, over here.
Let it, doctor.
Doctor.
Let it happen.
Doctor. 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 Doctor.
Imagine if you were doing that, if you woke up.
So, Chuck, okay.
Doctor.
Flip the switch here.
Yeah, no.
So you wake up and you're stroking your Johnson.
I never...
Oh, my God.
I honestly never want to be put under. I know it's going to happen. I have no idea what I might do. I have no idea. Could you imagine?
No.
I'm just like.
Bad. That is really bad.
You're sleep jerking? You got your hands to a little. Oh, okay. All right. Stop with the pepper grinder.
Pepper grinder?
Oh, you pepper grinded it.
Did a pepper grinder.
Yeah, he did.
Could you imagine? I mean, that's super embarrassing for that lady, though.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I can't imagine. I mean, guys would be embarrassed, women mortified.
I wonder if they've seen stuff like that, like, a lot.
Of course they have. Yeah. Of course they have.
It's amazing.
Sleep touchers, no doubt.
Yeah.
And it's probably not who you want to see do it, ever.
Yeah.
I'm sure just there's been some head. That have been okay. Yeah, like, no.
World's a bit foggy.
I'm sure some have been fine. Twerking their nipples and stuff, they've been fine.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Let's go to Fred from Clarkston next. Fred, worst thing that's happened when you were medically high? Hi, Fred.
Hey, what's happening?
We're good, man. Go ahead.
At the dentist office when I was 19 years old, wearing sweatpants, chick that worked there was extremely attractive, same age as me. I was talking to her before a procedure happened. So they give me gas, and the last thing I remember, she's literally got her butt in my face, and that's all I remember. I woke up. Obviously, still thinking about her butt in my face.
Oh, no.
With sweatpants on.
Oh, no.
Full erection. Extremely humiliated. Took me a while to wake up and realize what was really happening.
I can't even imagine getting...
Don't wear sweatpants to the dentist.
Don't wear sweatpants.
That's all I wear, guys.
No,
that's
I know, I but there was a time in my life, especially in that age, that I would never wear sweatpants to anywhere where I could get a visible boner.
Right.
Oh, you know what? You're right. Like, am I younger when it would go off?
Yeah, at any second.
Like, when he could just, you know...
At any time.
Now he needs some coaxing.
Yeah, he couldn't be trusted in sweatpants for many years.
I gotta talk him into it. But, you know, boy, oh, boy.
That's embarrassing. This one, I got my wisdom teeth removed in high school. I loudly demanded a BJ from my girlfriend when my mom was only 10 feet away.
Give me a BJ!
See, that's terrible. That's terrible. Your mom's there to support you.
Walk out of here, she's going to give me a BJ.
Oh, man. Oh, boy.
Can you hear what Andy said?
Get out of here.
Okay, back to the phones we go. Riley from Belleville. Worst thing that happened when you were medically high?
Hey, guys. First time, long time.
Thanks, man.
So the first time I ever had the gas at the dentist's office, I was sitting there just kind of spaced out, staring at the ceiling. You know, he's drilling away in my mouth, whatever. And then all of a sudden, my mind flips back to this TV show I watch, and in one episode, the dentist actually kills a guy with his drill while he's on the table.
Oh, no.
And I started freaking out in the chair. I pushed his hands out of my mouth and started screaming about they're trying to kill me and this and that, and they had to, like, hold me down and explain that I was just getting my cavity drilled out.
Yeah, you know, I guess I've never had... Have you ever noticed there's two tanks, right? There's like a, there's the nitrous tank and then there's like an oxygen tank and they kind of get that mix. They got to get the mix right.
Yeah.
I feel like they got the mix wrong.
Yeah. I've never had it at a dentist.
No, I've never had it.
I've just been numbed. I've never had any gas.
I used to be terrified of the needles. So they would always give me gas until finally I was
they
just
put
like,
it in through your nose, right?
Yeah. Little thing over your nose. And I would just be like, oh boy, more. And I did it out of terror of like feeling something. Mm-hmm. You know, I was like, I do not want to feel anything.
It'd be so fun if you weren't at the dentist.
Yeah, that's the only way I've done it.
Yeah.
Only done it the fun way, huh?
Oh my God. Listen to this. Women are saying. Women have had the most embarrassing moments. She says, I was at the oral surgeon to get four wisdom teeth pulled at the age of 37. Well, I told my hot dentist I wanted to ride his face like a motorcycle.
Oh my God.
While he motorboated my ass cheeks.
My goodness gracious.
I never went back to that dentist.
No, you can't. You can't.
That's you a can't. Tough way to we wake up and you remember, oh my specific. God, did I say that?
Yes, you did.
The thing is, like, how did she know she said it? Did someone, like, say to her, like, hey, listen, don't ever come back here because this is what you said to the doctor?
Or is there someone in the room with you, a family member?
Because I feel like when you're coming out, like, for a while, they just sort of put you off by yourself. They don't even, like, let family or anyone come in because they're like, this is the danger zone where they could be doing whatever. And then they let people in. You know,
no, I'll see. Amber was in the room with me for about 15 minutes, she said, before I woke up.
Yeah.
And I remember seeing her and be like, hey, I'm falling back asleep. And open up, hey. Must have did that a few times. I guess it all depends. Maybe they do it differently in different places. But God, you'd be so embarrassed.
I would, honestly, I'd want to be in a sealed room.
Let's go to Emily.
Yeah, I need no one.
Worst thing happened
in the sealed
room. When you were medically high, what's the worst thing that happened?
All right, so backstory. When I get nervous, I make dirty jokes.
Okay.
Like, I am Chandler Bing from Friends all the way. Like, that's how awkward I am.
All right.
So, anyways, I was getting the land down under checked out, and I got nervous, so they gave me a sedative. The last thing that I remember saying to the doctor, because he looked at me and said, all right, Emily, now, this is going to feel kind of weird. Lay back and spread as far as you can. And the last thing I remember saying to him was, well, this is either going to be really fun or really scary. And the nurse had to leave the room because she was laughing so hard.
I had no idea you could get a sedative at the lady doctor.
I never heard of that. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I know. Thanks for calling in, Emily.
Time to go to sleep.
Oh, time for your sedative. Stop it.
Yeah, I've never heard of that, ever.
I guess if you really are anxious about it or whatever, you...
Yeah.
I think you'd want your wits about you.
Yeah. Definitely want your wits about
you. You do.
All I'm saying.
You do.
The question for you right now on the Dave and Chuck Lines is, what's the worst thing that happened when you were medically high? If you'd like to join us, 1-855-954-6969 is toll free. 1-855-954-6969. Someone said, was circumcised late in life.
Ooh.
When I woke up feeling... loopy from the anesthetic. I asked the nurse if the doctor took a little off the top. She started laughing hysterically. And she could have said much worse.
Oh, God, yeah.
I wouldn't be joking about my dick skin.
No. Not the time for yolks.
Come on. One time I had a umbilical hernia repair.
Yeah.
And as I was coming out, my wife said I sat up and asked her to check my butt and make sure they didn't rape me.
Oh my god, Jack, make sure they
did they rape me in the butt.
You better get back here and have a gander.
Oh,
make sure nobody been tooling around back here.
They have. That's what it is. You tell them, yes, it looks,
yeah, that's what you say, right?
Oh, oh my god.
Yeah, they did stuff. It is a mess back there,
Dave. Hey Dave from Mansfield, how are you?
Hey, how's she going, eh?
How's she going, eh? Worst thing that happened when you were medically high?
So it was 2009. I was in boot camp, Marine Corps, and they don't stop training when you get your wisdom teeth out. So I'm waking up like half out of it, bleeding from my mouth, standing online holding a rifle as long as I can without dropping it, with my arms locked. And I'm like, what is going on right now? I just have well-dressed Spartans screaming in my face, and I'm bleeding from my mouth, and I have no idea what's going on. So that was a great time.
So they pulled your wisdom teeth and then threw you back outside. Still had to go.
They give you like 3 hours, and then they're like, all right, he's fine. So, and then they just start screaming at you, like, get out of bed, and you forget you're there. Every time you wake up there, you don't remember that you're there. You're like having a good dream, and then all of a sudden you're at boot camp again.
That's all I'd want to do is sleep during boot camp.
Yeah.
It would. Every time I woke up, I'd just be like, I just want to sleep.
Boot camp.
Oh, I don't want to run anymore. Oh my God. Honestly, boot camp scares me more than,
oh God,
just about anything.
That 37-year-old woman that was at the oral surgeon and said that she wanted to ride his face like a motorcycle while he motorboated her ass cheeks, she just texted back. She said that her boyfriend was in the room.
Oh, nice.
And he was not happy.
No, well, I bet not. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. That is awkward.
Oh, man. I'll find out some stuff.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's kind of like sleepwalking, like, or it's like sleep talkers.
Yeah.
Where you can, like, find out some stuff.
What a nightmare that would be, right?
Yeah.
You're like, who are you saying that to?
Yeah.
Mm. Amanda from Boston, worst thing that's happened when you were medically high?
Hi. So I was 16. I was getting foot surgery. Mm-hmm. And we were leaving, and I happened to be getting surgery at Patriot's Place.
Okay.
And as we were leaving, I was in the wheelchair, and the Patriots were walking by, so my dad went to go and get a couple pictures and things like that, and I peed in the wheelchair that I was sitting in.
Oh, my God, in front of the Patriots?
As you met a few of the Patriots, you're pissing yourself.
it was so bad, and my stepmom has pictures of it and everything.
Well, it's the time they met the Patriots, you know what I mean? She's not going to get rid of those photos. That was the time.
Oh, what
That's
a
the
day,
time
Amanda.
They met the Patriots.
Yeah. Thanks for calling in. It's captured forever.
Yeah. Yep.
That's when I pissed myself in front of the Patriots.
Yep. Oh, that's terrible.
That is what.
Tinkle.
Poor girl. This one, bad experience when I was medically high. I went in for surgery, and before the anesthesiologist gave me the pain medication, I was hitting on the hot nurse. Apparently, the medication kicked in too quick, and I was extremely high talking to the nurse while she was trying to put a catheter in. Long story short, I got an erection extremely fast, and while she was handling my meat,
yes,
she had an issue trying to put the catheter in and jerked it too many times.
No.
I finished on her face. The doctor scolded me after I woke up.
No.
No.
I don't believe that.
I don't believe it.
A little too.
Yeah.
I don't think like, they're just like,
I can't get the catheter in.
I mean, we've had heard of guys that go off real easy.
No, that's true. I mean, if you're a guy who just goes off.
You gotta clear the chamber before somebody's gonna shove a catheter in.
Catheter.
Oh.
Yeah, that's not.
Yeah, listen, you guys, mine to submission.
Even the hearing the word catheter makes me cringe.
Oh my God!
When they had, I was in the room when they removed my dad's, and like I couldn't see. I was behind a curtain, but like I thought I was going to vomit. Like
because they record them.
The pain just thinking about it.
Yeah.
So I can't. I don't know how you.
It's like a little balloon or something in it, right? Like they.
I don't know. I don't.
It's a tube that goes in, and then a balloon opens up to keep it in, and then they ripcord it out of you.
Christ. No.
I think it settles in, too. Kind of like settles in and stuff kind of...
Sticks to it.
Yeah.
No.
Yep.
Worst thing that happened when you were medically high. Brian, you're up next.
How's she going, eh?
How's she going, eh? You had a comment.
I was just a kid, 8 or 9 years old, I think, and I had some dental work done. On the way back, and this was back in the day, too, when the vehicles didn't have the child safety window, so the back window was rolled all the way down, and I was still pretty loaded, thought I was Superman, and decided to dive headfirst out the back window of the car while my dad was driving down a side street. Cracked my head off the curb and ended up losing my eyesight about an hour later and had to go to the emergency room with a concussion.
Yeah, yep.
Well, you shouldn't be driving.
Well...
Is that what he? Oh, well, he dove. Do he see?
Yeah, he's the kid in the back seat.
I thought they went behind the wheel.
He had his head out the window like a dog.
Yeah, no.
And then decided to Superman it.
Yeah, he just jumped out of a car.
Yeah,
you know.
Well, that's good. Took a much better turn than I thought. Sean.
Hey, what's happening?
Not too much, man. What's your comment?
Yeah, I was having surgery on a knee of mine. It was my second surgery, and I asked if I could watch the surgery, so they give me epidermal shots to numb your lower half of your body.
Yep, an epidermal.
After the surgery, you gotta take a pee. If you can take a pee, you're allowed to leave the hospital.
Yes.
So, you know, I go ahead and I get a take a leak. On my way home, my wife's driving me, and I cough. And just a few minutes later, it's like, you smell something?
Oh.
And I'm like, what? And it started smelling. Ended up crapping my pants and didn't even know it.
Oh, epidermal major.
Epidermal, damn it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had one of those.
You did, too?
Yeah, you had an epidermal.
And that was no fun. It hurt. It was no fun getting an epidermal.
It can be bad.
Yeah.
Or an epidural. Can be bad.
You guys going to give me one of them epidermals?
Go ahead, Doc. Shoot me full of that juice.
You going to do it with a hypodermic nurple?
I don't want any epidermals now. It makes your butthole numb.
It does. It really does. I didn't poop myself. Thank God.
Oh, thank goodness.
Thank God.
This one got nitrous. Room spinning. Mm. Thought I was a Pokemon. Over and over, just kept saying, Pikachu, Pikachu!
Well, thank God that on nitrous, I didn't do anything like that. I just sat there.
Yeah, everyone reacts differently.
I didn't even have a good time.
Right?
I didn't even have a good time.
No?
No, I wasn't even like, yeah. I was just like, no, I don't feel anything.
Mm. Yeah.
Maybe I was in too anxious a spot. You know, I really didn't like the dentist, so.
Possibly. I guess I'm just easy as crap to not.
Yeah.
Dave's out in a second.
I'm out in a second. Like, even when I got my wisdom teeth.
Oh, God. Turn it off.
Just like blow a little bit by his nose.
They use a little straw with some nitrous.
Oh, my lantern.
Oh, he's out.
He's out. He's
not supposed to be out.
He's out cold.
Yeah, no, it's. When I even my wisdom teeth, remember the story? They said count backwards from 100. I made it to 97.
Yeah.
Gone.
Yeah.
Doesn't take much for old Dave.
Sensitive.
Let's go next to, who are we going to? Molly from Milford. Molly, worst thing that happened when you were medically high?
Hey, guys. Love the show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I have a lot of health problems, so I have surgeries done about every 4 months on my stomach, and I don't know what happens, but something happens sexually to me, and I say the most filthy things to the doctors and nurses, and I've grabbed them, fondled them, tried to push the nurses together to make out.
Oh.
So now they've made it a habit of restraining my hands and bringing my husband in right away to try to control me until I come out of the anesthetic.
You're like, oh my God.
Girls
so
Gone Wild.
Yeah. The medically high edition.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Kiss.
Make out, ladies. Make out. So you've grabbed guy stuff, too.
Yes. Oh, my urologist, who I see all the time.
How embarrassing.
You're who? Sorry? Who was?
It's my urologist, who I see all the time.
Oh, wow. And now, okay, in non-medically high life, would you be attracted to this guy or not?
I think I would.
Okay, that makes it worse.
That makes it worse a bit.
Mm-hmm. Like if you had said no, he's 72 and ugly as hell.
Oh yeah,
no. No, but you like
No, it's
him.
Usually good looking people that I go for, but I'm really shy in my real life and I don't know what happens to me.
Yeah, like buried inside of her is a real just a real like, party animal.
Here comes Molly again. Get off the restraints.
Molly
every
back.
4 months, here she comes.
Me and Chuck are the male nurses, and she's like, you girls kiss. No!
They restrain my hands now, so yeah. I can't grab them. That's so embarrassing to be prepared for like that.
Well, it's what they got to do, right?
Yeah, I mean, you've just done too much.
Yeah, have you touched too much? You've touched too much. This one came in through an email. After knee surgery and still high from the medication, my boyfriend was in the recovery room, and in front of two friends and two nurses, I tried unbuttoning his pants and screamed, "I just want to see your dick!" We actually both worked at this hospital as security, and he was in full uniform at the time.
So you guys now, get out of here while I show her this thing.
I'm going to leave.
Oh!
What?
I just read through this next one. While at boot camp for the Marines, I had some dental work done. Dentist was very attractive. I was medically high. Well, her breasts got close to my mouth, and I tried to suck on them.
That's what I would be worried about with Dave.
Well, that is embarrassing. Yeah. You guys, how do you look the nurse in the eye when you've tried to suckle her?
I don't know. I don't know.
I didn't try to suckle you, did I?
I have my apologies. Sean from Toledo.
I have a hazy memory.
How you doing, Sean?
Not too bad. How are you guys?
Good. Worst thing to happen when you were medically high?
It wasn't horrible, but I had my wisdom teeth pulled years ago. And as soon as I was coming out of, you know, getting in my consciousness, I kept yelling, "You can't hold me, you can't hold me," and then doing the Ric Flair real loud.
Oh, Lisa would love that.
"You can't hold me,
you can't hold me." That's funny.
Oh, man.
So much worse you could do. Mm-hmm. Another person, like Chuck, this is your worst fear. Mm-hmm. Had an appendectomy. After the surgery, I was woken up by the sound of laughter of nurses. I pushed the covers off myself and started jerking it.
Oh, jeez. Mm.
One of the nurses had to physically stop me from doing it.
"You can't stop me. Woo!
Unhand that, sir. Unhand it. Woo! Sir, unhand that.
No. Can't stop me. Can't stop, won't stop.
Yeah.
Woo!"
Oh, that's terrible. To be totally honest, it never even came in my head about possibly jerking it.
Well, put it in your head.
Like, that's terrible. You're going to need to restrain me.
You think it'd just be like normal stuff you would just say?
Yeah.
No,
you
know? Apparently.
I think that's most people probably react that way. Yeah. They're saying weird things.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. While on morphine for a kidney infection, I didn't want my parents to know I had my nipples pierced, so I went into the bathroom and just ripped them out while medically high.
Oh, God. Oh, I've done something.
They're going to know after that.
Yeah,
and you're bleeding all over the place.
Blood flying out of your nips. Yeah. Anthony from Boston, worst thing that happened when you were medically high.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
We're doing
good.
Right,
so I got injured out here in Boston. So, you know, I woke up, per usual, a little messed up on the good side of the bed. My girlfriend next to me and a beautiful nurse. So, you know, I'm a little aroused. And next thing you know, she starts going into the trousers and rips out a catheter.
Oh, my God.
The least thing I was expecting.
Yeah, you're like, "Well, you like what you found?"
That's terrible. Because his brain was like,
"Oh, it's a porn fantasy. Yeah. Nurse is going down my pants.
It's on.
Everything is happening. No."
Oh, my God.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.